Chinese Defense Minister, "We will not relinquish a single inch of Taiwan, Hong Kong, or South China Sea." By John Hayward on October 22, 2019. Chinese Defense Minister General Wei Feng vowed at the Shangshan Security Forum in Beijing on Monday that the momentum of China's reunification cannot be stopped by any individuals or forces. Wei's remarks included specific rebukes to pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong and Taiwan. "We will not relinquish a single inch of territory passed down from our forefathers," Wei declared, a sentiment widely interpreted as a reference to China's expansive territorial claims in the South China Sea. "National reunification is the only rightful path, and pursuing secession is a dead end," he said, warning secessionists in Taiwan that China's patience with them is limited. He also stressed that foreign countries will not be allowed to interfere with China's claims on Taiwan, stating that Beijing will never accept big stick diplomacy or long-arm jurisdiction from other powers, and deriding economic sanctions as never effective to achieve any results. Wei accused the United States of provoking regime change color revolutions in other countries, a term used because the first such political upheavals in Eastern Europe were branded names like the Rose Revolution in Georgia and Orange Revolution in Ukraine, and implied the Hong Kong uprising is such an American scheme. "Wanton interference in other countries' affairs will never win," he said. "Interfering in other countries' domestic affairs, instigating a color revolution, or even attempts to subvert the legitimate governments of other countries are the real causes of wars and unrest in different regions." The South China Morning Post thought Wei's speech to the Shangshan Forum was generally less hawkish than his address in 2018, possibly because Beijing is interested in repairing relations with the U.S. and presenting itself as a force for win-win regional cooperation. Stars and Stripes, on the other hand, took Wei's belligerent language as a harbinger of worsening relations with the U.S. and quoted the State Department's top Asia diplomat, David R. Stilwell, dismissing China's preposterous nine-dashed line in the South China Sea as a grab for territory unsupported by legal, historic, or geographic merit. Stilwell also noted that for all its talk about international respect and rejection of big stick diplomacy, China has no qualms about bullying smaller nations like Vietnam into recognizing its claims in aggressively developing islands whose ownership is disputed.